This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed a $95 billion foreign aid bill on Saturday. VOA's Arash Arvasadi has more.
The vote was Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's first major test, leading his party's razor-thin majority.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision.
Johnson secured the necessary votes only by reaching across the aisle for help from House Democrats. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. AP reporter Stephen Groves says Speaker Mike Johnson put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support.
It faced very strong resistance from conservative Republicans who don't want to send any more funding to Ukraine. So that really forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats practically every step of the way to push this to the House floor and then to get it passed.
AP reporter Stephen Groves. Ukraine's military said on Sunday it had struck and damaged a long-serving Russian rescue vessel in the headquarters in occupied Crimea of Moscow's Black Sea Fleet. A Navy spokesperson said the vessel had been hit on Sunday morning and it was, quote, clear that the ship is no longer in a state to carry out assignments. A post on the Ukrainian Armed Forces Telegram channel says the ship was one of the oldest operated by the Russian Navy and had been launched in 1913.